podcast at radiosurvivor.com. Radio Survivor is a listener and reader-supported enterprise. To find out more, you can support the work.
Hi, folks. Before we begin taping today, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Peter Jenks of the Federal Communications Commission. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Barris. I don't know if any of you are aware of this, but it's a federal offense to make lascivious remarks on a television network broadcast. The penalty for this disgusting,
un-American behavior is 1 year in prison, or $10,000 fine, or both. Anyone making a sick, subversive remark tonight will be arrested immediately. I then will personally escort the offender to federal prison for booking under edict number 364 of the Broadcasting Act of 1963. And it's a long drive to that prison, baby. Just you and me. No witnesses.
Okay, have fun, everybody. All right.
You're listening to WGXC, ACRA, 90.7 FM.
Podcasts get made locally at WGXC.org, as all WGXC's locally produced programs can be subscribed to and found in all the usual podcasting places. Tune in for a mind-expanding radio from local news to a travelogue of sounds, either live at 90.7 FM or anytime at WGXC.org.
Aquí tenemos un anuncio del Movimiento Santuario del Condado de Columbia, si usted encuentra a un agente de ICE. En nuestra comunidad, el conocimiento es poder, y por eso hablamos de sus derechos. No tienes que abrir la puerta y tienes el derecho a guardar silencio, a no firmar documentos, y en Nueva York puedes grabar una interacción con las autoridades. Si un agente llega con una orden, debe de estar firmada por un juez para que sea válida. En público, mantén la calma, no corras y nunca mientas ni muestres documentos falsos. Si te detienen, no firmes nada sin un abogado presente. ICE puede usar tus palabras en tu contra, así que guarde silencio y pida ayuda legal. ¿Quieres aprender más de tus derechos? Llama al Movimiento Santuario del Condado de Columbia al 518-303-3848, de lunes a jueves, de 9 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde. Si eres detenido por agentes de ICE o los ves en la comunidad, llama a la línea de respuesta rápida de CCSM a 518-291-9386.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Carmen Borgia of Catskill, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You, too, can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Hi, and welcome to WGXC Acre Catskill, Hudson 90.7 FM.
This is On the Mic with Pepper Goldfarb and
Adele Golby. All right, welcome to our first show.
We're so excited, and this first episode is called The First Snow, and it's not very coincidental, to be honest, because we had our first big snow 2 nights ago?
Yeah.
And we had our first snow day, which was super exciting, and we wanted to dedicate the show to the snow. So our first snow in our first show.
Exactly. And I also love how the first snow really brings in that Christmas spirit, you know? Yes. We've been needing that.
We've been needing it, especially with all the schoolwork.
I know. Anyways, we wanted to bring something new to introduce our shows. And
yes, so basically we had the idea that we could pick a card each show and read it. And it's basically going to have a question where I'll read and then we will think about it and then we'll give you our answers. And then followed by that, Adele will read us a riddle and we will be thinking about that the whole show. You'll have the whole show to think about it, and then by the end we'll release the answer. All right, are you ready for the question?
All right. Oh, wait. Yeah. Okay. Pepper, you start off.
So, the question I was given for today was, if you were on the Great British Baking Show, what would you make if you were given squash, avocados, and graham cracker crumbs? You can also include, like, other things. Those just have to be prominent. Also, okay. love the background music. It's very Great British Baking Show. Paul Hollywood, mm-hmm. if you're listening,
this is dedicated. Yeah.
We love you.
Anyways, okay. I would start by dicing my avocado. I would dice that into very small pieces and saute it in a vinaigrette. I would then sprinkle it with graham crackers. Next, I would blend the squash up and smear it over a tray, you know, with some tinfoil. Anyways, put that in the oven, let it fry, let it cook, you know. And after it's done, I would take that, cut it into a cracker, and put the avocado on top. And there you have your fresh and nice kind of entree, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. That's so mine. I've had more time than Adele while she's been speaking. I've thought about it and come to the conclusion that I would make squash. Okay, this is chefed up. So we're gonna blend the squash and make a pancake batter, and then we're gonna cook that. Okay, it's gonna be a savory pancake, and then we're gonna spread it with avocado, and then garnish with the graham cracker crumbs to like bring in the sweetness, so it's like still a Swedish savory-ish breakfast.
Oh, you chefed that up. You were getting
thank
a
you.
Handshake.
Oh, thank you, Star Baker over here.
Star just Baker, thinking. Actually, it's me. I'm sorry just thinking. To disappoint you, it's me.
Oh, okay. So, next, we are going to play a song.
Oh, wait. We forgot our riddle, actually. We were going to do first. Anyways, the riddle is... Okay, ready, bestie?
Oh, I'm going to see if I can do this.
All right. It can't be seen, it can't be felt, can't be heard, and can't be smelled. It lies behind the stars and under the hills, and empty holes it fills. What is it?
Okay, so we have the remainder of the show to think about this, and we will release the answer at the end.
Yes.
So next up, we are going to be playing...
We're playing Nice to Each Other by Olivia Dean, which I have actually never heard, but am super excited to hear. All right.
Enjoy.
Let's get into it.
Thank you.
Alright, so what you just listened to was, like Adele previously said, Nice to Each Other by Olivia Dean, and I've been recently getting into her album, and especially like after Thanksgiving, and I was listening to her a lot with my cousins, and I thought it would be a fitting song for On the Mic, episode one. I'm so excited, and I hope you enjoyed.
And that other song was Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer, which I really love. And I think it's a banger. And I know, like, a lot of people know the chorus. It's kind of like one of those songs where you know the chorus, but you haven't really listened to the rest of the song. And I think it's actually really cool. Like, once you sit down, you know, take a second to listen
digest,
to it. Digest. Yeah, digest.
Know? I thought it was really cool. I've heard that song before, but it was, I feel like I've never, like, listened to it, I guess, as Adele said. So.
Anyway, yeah. But I don't know. I think Olivia Dean is kind of like a rising artist right now. So I think that was nice that we get to listen to her. Anyways, okay. Next up, we will be playing...
So next up, we're gonna, like Adele said, we're going to be playing Cigarette Daydreams by Cage the Elephant. And the other song we're going to be playing is...
Army of Me by Bjork.
Enjoy!
Alrighty.
Did you stand there all alone? Oh, I cannot explain what's going down. I can see you standing next to me. In and out, somewhere else right now. You sigh, look away.
Thank you.
Alright, so what you first listened to just now was Cigarettes, Daydreams by Cage of the Elephant, and I have liked this song for a while, and I have a very broad taste in music. I like a lot of different things, but that is...
I love this.
Yeah, I really like that song too. I often play it with my dad in the car because I find that it like balances out our music the best, so it's my go-to song.
And the second was Army of Me by Björk, like I said earlier. And cool fact, she's actually from Iceland, and I love her music personally. Next up, we will be playing Where You Lead, I Will Follow.
And this song has a really cool meaning behind it, but we will tell you right after we come back from listening to it. So I hope you enjoy. Yeah. One of our personal favorites, just gonna put it out there.
You need
Okay, so what you just listened to, again, was Where You Lead, I Will Follow by Carole King. And Adele, can you tell us the meaning of this epic song?
Well, actually, this song is the intro to Gilmore Girls, which I literally love. Favorite show.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. I think it's actually, people say it's a fall show, but you know what? I'm going year-round. Yeah. I'm going year-round.
And especially winter, you know, like, also I feel like you're getting cozy, get the hot chocolate.
Get the tea. You know, literally. Get the blankets. Blankets necessity, snow necessity. So because we dedicated the show to the snow, please can you fall some more this
snow,
winter, please?
Please.
We wanted to talk a little bit about some of the characters who we have some strong opinions on. But, you know, we love all the actors. So
that's
all that matters, I guess. So, Adele, do you want to introduce the beginning of the guys that Rory met?
I mean, I think it was first Dean, but can I just say, Dean was unwanted. I have never liked Dean. Sorry to whoever does, but he was just, why?
I think, you know what my problem was? He would have been a great actor, a great, you know, a great guy, just maybe not in that show, or maybe not with Rory, because she was so much cooler than him.
I mean, it was fine in the beginning, but he literally stayed so long, even to the point where she was dating...
She was literally dating Jess, so I was a little appalled by that. Just saying.
And also love Jess, but
yeah, we love Jess.
Our favorite is Logan.
Yeah, Logan. He was the ending of the show. But to back it up, if you've never watched Gilmore Girls, first of all, go watch it. Obviously, I'm kidding. Don't go watch it. It's an option, but we love the show, and it starts kind of, like we said, these mom and daughter duo, Rory and Lorelai, but they kind of both have the same name. But
we love them. Anyway, I mean, at the end when she starts dating Logan, she's in Yale, which I thought it was actually cool. Like the scenes and kind of campus shots they showed of that. And I don't know, I feel like Rory is like definitely a role model, especially since we're in like middle school, you know, trying to go into high school, how she went to Chilton and Yale, and I feel like it's actually really nice. But
yeah. So, next up, we wanted to take a little introduction to that. And next up, we are going to be playing Bless the Telephone by Labby Siffre. Hopefully, you're not listening to this. Dreadfully sorry.
Well, enjoy.
It's nice to hear your voice again. I've waited all day long, even wrote a song for you. It's strange the way you make me feel. With just a word or two, I'd like to do the same for you. It's nice to hear you say hello, and how are things with you? I love you. But very soon it's time to go, an office job to do, while I'm here writing songs for you. Strange how a phone call can change your day, take you away, away from the feeling of being alone. Bless the telephone. It's nice the way you say my name, not very fast or slow, just soft and low, the same as when you tell me how you feel. I feel the same way too, I'm very much in love with you. I'm very much in love with you. Sleep, fears keep, that's where the
Okay, so we're really stacking up on the songs, and what we just listened to was Bless the Telephone by, okay, please don't come for me, Labby Siffre. and that song, I recently found because I'd heard it before, but I'd only heard the beginning of it, and it was stuck in my head for a really long time, and I went to the means of looking up just the first couple lyrics, and I was hoping that Google could give me the song, and then I started listening to it, and I was like, you know what, this is actually a pretty good song.
So thank you, Google, for
thank you. The things that we can ask these days, I guess, are pretty insane. Adele, if you want to talk about the next song.
The next song was Where the Colors Don't Go by Sam Phillips, which is one of my favorite and my sister's favorite, so shout out to her. But anyways, it is also featured in Gilmore Girls.
Just backtracking it.
Backtracking.
Here.
But I think it's a really nice song, you know. Casual, day to day, winter life, you know. Anyways,
okay.
Up next we're gonna play.
We're gonna be playing Sitting, Waiting, Wishing by Jack Johnson. I love this song.
All right.
And
we'll also be playing The Weakest Shade of Blue.
Okay, enjoy.
Well, I was sitting, waiting, wishing you believed in superstitions. Then maybe you'd see the signs. But Lord knows that this world is cruel, and I ain't the Lord. No, I'm just a fool, and I'm loving somebody. Don't make them love you. Must I always be waiting, waiting on you? Must I always be playing? Sing your songs, I dance your dance. I gave your friends all a chance. Putting up with them wasn't worth never having you. Oh, maybe you've been through this before, but it's my first time, so please ignore the next few lines, cause they're directed at you. I can't always be waiting, waiting on you. I can't always. Want this
position, I'd put down all my ammunition. I'd wonder why it had taken me so long. But Lord knows that I'm not you, and if I was, I wouldn't be so cruel, cause waiting on love ain't so easy to do. Must I always be waiting, waiting on you? Must I always be playing, playing your fool? No, I can't always be waiting, waiting on you. I can't always be playing, playing your
All right. Okay, so what you just listened to was Sitting, Waiting, and Wishing, and it was by Jack Johnson, like I previously said. And I like all the songs I've been playing. I really like this song. I think it's like pretty, I don't know how to say this so it doesn't sound corny, but I think it's a really sweet song. But yes, that was that song.
And the other song was The Weakest Shade of Blue by, okay, don't come at me for this, but Pernis Brothers and Joe Pernis.
Okay, round of applause for that because I feel your pain. I got, you know, it's fine. Okay, before we share our next song, I need to take a couple minutes of your time, your listening time, and talk about somebody really important to me.
Oh.
Who's in the studio with me today, actually, and it's her birthday this month, and I wanted to make sure that everybody's celebrating her because this is her month, guys. Aww. And I want everybody to think of something that you're grateful for, and Aww. This will contribute to her birthday gift. And I just wanted to take a moment, appreciate it out here. Her birthday is later in December, and I just wanted to say that, guys.
Thank you, Pepper.
Of course. Okay, so next, Adele, if you want to introduce the song.
Next up, we will be playing Gypsy by Fleetwood Mac.
And Yellow by Coldplay.
Yeah.
So, some interesting combination, but I hope you enjoy.
Bye.
Underground, back to the floor. I bleed myself dry.
Okay, so what we just listened to was Yellow by Coldplay. And the other song we played was?
The other song, I think we already announced that, but it was Gypsy by Fleetwood Mac.
I actually have never heard that song and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I feel like we're really discovering.
You know what? This is discovering things for us. But we were we were waiting and listening to the music, we were enjoying looking around the studio and we found some
instruments,
I guess you could call them, and
Pepper's is named.
Mine is Little Tabithia. and this is a jingler. I don't know if you can see.
And then this is Large Tabithia, which is like one of those things where like you press down.
They're like the whacker. I don't know how to better describe. Gorgeous. So
yeah, really
we just
guess.
Wanted to improvise on some music for you guys.
For
we worked
a Christmas
really hard.
Serenade, you
yeah,
know?
We worked really hard for this. So we're gonna just
also this is like improvised.
Mega improvised.
Have not practiced it.
Yeah,
we will
no
not
rehearsal.
Be singing.
Yeah, no. So maybe next time.
This is all.
Last
this
show,
is an all musical mark. Piece actually.
All musical.
Dedicated to the snow.
Again, everything dedicated to the snow. So enjoy.
Ready?
Okay.
Are you ready for this? Let me just.
We're gonna. 1, 2. 3. All right. So
that was
our improvisation, and I hope you enjoyed it. That was amazing.
In honor
and
of our next song, which
and
is.
So before we start our next song, I've been so curious about this whole hour. What is the answer to the riddle? Everybody, quick, before she says the answer, she's going to review it. But before she reviews, I hope you guys, in your main, in your
lock
brain.
Lock in.
Yeah, lock in your answer.
You know?
Final minutes. And Adele, what is the riddle and then the answer?
Okay, the riddle is, it can't be seen, can't be felt, can't be heard, and can't be smelled. It lies behind the stars and under the hills, and empty holes it fills. What is it?
Okay.
All right, are we ready? Bestie,
yes.
Do you have an answer?
You know what? I don't think I do. I'm going to be lame like that. So.
You sure? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I get
you
it.
You know what?
The answer is the dark.
Oh, my God. That is actually, I was going to say
blown.
Space. Mind blowing, guys. Mind blowing.
All right.
So,
in honor of, like, our little serenade, we have another serenade, Christmas jingle.
Yes. And it's actually crazy because we're ending the hour. It's crazy. It was our first episode dedicated to the snow, like we've said about a couple hundred times, and thank you so much for listening. We're gonna be back next month on the mic
4 to 5, you know,
in January, and we are so excited to come back, and we would like to finish off with a Christmas song,
White Christmas by Bing Crosby.
Okay.
sorry Bing, don't want to. Yeah, okay.
Okay, enjoy. Thank you so much for listening.
All right, see you next month.
a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. Days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases.